showtime.
Ah, crack myself up, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I got a hell of a show for you today. Oh, we're going to talk about all kinds of shit. All kinds of it. All kinds. We're going to talk about the good old POTUS. We're going to talk about how divided the United States are. We're going to talk about everything that we want to talk about. And I really hope somebody pops in and chit-chats and chimes and everything else. This is the number one cup in America. Y'all know that. It says, don't tread on me. Bring it. That's some good coffee right there. Because I don't know how long this show's going to be tonight. I really don't. I don't want it to be too damn long. But I don't want it to be too damn short either. That's what she said. Right? So anyway, let me see. I don't know if I should turn this one down or turn this up. I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. That way I can sit back a little bit further, I believe, tonight. So anywho, anybody got big plans for Labor Day other than probably not working? Because, I mean, it's Labor Day, you know. It's hot, burning up. Anyway, woo-wee. Coffee's good, that's for sure. Anyway, we got a great show tonight. We're going to totally, probably bash the president again. Because, I mean, so many people bash Trump. And I mean, why not? I'll bash President Biden. Because first and foremost, he left a lot of fucking people. He left a lot of people. What up, Matt? In Afghanistan. Hey, stop. Sorry, you guys. That's the pooches. He left a lot of people in Afghanistan because, you know, he said, and what did he say? I think it was like a couple weeks ago. We will get every American out. And he hasn't done it. And he said, you know, we got 90%. 90%. That's good. We got 90% out. So let me ask you something, Mr. Joe. If you had 90% of your family with you and the other 10% were overseas, that's okay? I don't think so. What if your loved ones were stuck over there? You know, what if all kinds of stuff? I mean, there's all kinds of crap going on. And it's absolutely redonkulous on how everything is being treated. And then a lot of people are, you know, and I'm hearing it all the time. So a lot of people are talking about how, we needed to pull out. None of us are saying that we didn't. We don't like how he did it. That's what our argument is. We don't like how he pulled out of Afghanistan. And everybody's like, well, he needed to. I know. And again, we don't like how he fucking did it. So let's fight that battle. And then on top of that, oh my gosh. And then when the people, when the soldiers came back, the 13 soldiers came back, you know, in the caskets and everything, President Biden and at the funerals, and bro, he was checking his watch. Somebody had the audacity to tell me it was because his son gave it to him and he knows where the family's coming from. You know what? Biden is a fake empathy displayment of human nature. He sucks. His empathy is fake. And I don't see how everybody doesn't see it or anything else. I don't see how they're not, sorry. I don't see how they're not understanding that. You know what I mean? It's fake. It's absolutely 100% fake. And that, it's terrible. And nobody, and the only people that can see it are the people on the right, And it's like, they're just oblivious to everything that's going on. And I just don't understand it. Like the people on the left are just like, oh, well, if you can vote for a guy who said this and we should just nuke the hurricanes out of the water. Oh, my God. Really? But you're going to vote for a president who was, I don't know, racist? Like, there's audio tape and video of him being blatantly racist? Come on, people. Give it the program. You know, this doesn't have anything to do right now with the shit that's happening in Afghanistan. It doesn't have anything to do with red and blue, right or left. It has to do with right and wrong. How he did that was wrong, period. 100% wrong. And I'll stick to that. Anyway, I got this fidget stuff and it's like drying out. And it's just dried up. But it's absolutely, to me, it's just it's absolutely astounding how all these people are just like they're the way I see it, I just think they're all in bed with Biden. Like, I just think, you know, oh, that's what I think. I mean, it's you're not, God, man, I don't know. You're not paying attention. You're stuck on your own beliefs and your own thoughts and whatever. I look at things like completely, I don't know. Like, I go back and forth, you know. But with the shit that he's doing, how is he not turning his back on us? How is he not turning his back on shit? He turned his back on the person that helped him escape Afghanistan. What was it, back in 2002 or whatever, with John Kerry and all them? It blows my friggin' mind. And it's like, really? Really? You left him. The guy that saved your ass, you left him. Boy, that tells us a lot. Yes, you're absolutely right, Chris. People have been manipulated into believing he is good. It's that fake empathy. You guys, you need to do this. It's for mankind. No, it's for your kind. We don't need to do it, but you're pushing everybody. And I'm referring to COVID. I'm referring to the vaccines. I'm referring to all that crap. Let's not talk about that just yet. Let's talk about the Afghanistan thing. So there's like, again, he left, what was it? 90? No, hold on. I just looked it up. I'm going to look it up again. I don't give a shit. Really? So we left. I'll tell you. We have left in Afghanistan. So now the terrorists, the Taliban, or the Taliban, as how I guess it's where we're going to pronounce it correctly, because they're worth a fuck, right? We have left as many as 70 MRAPs. If you guys don't know what that is, it's mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles built to withstand blasts from improvised explosive devices. Those were left. 70 aircraft. We left on an airstrip. The military left 73 aircraft. counter rocket artillery and mortar systems. We left about $10 million apiece, because we don't know how many we left them. We left them a lot. So that's cool. We got that going for us, a terrorist organization. And we've been working with them. We negotiated with terrorists. Please, please, please give us back our Americans and we'll do everything you asked of us. Get them out by the 31st. Okay, we'll get them out by the 31st. And what does he do? He gets 90% of them out. And then he says, oh, the other people, the other 10%, they really didn't want to come out. They wanted to stay there. Really? Really? That's what you're going to spin? You're going to spin that shit on them? Okay. You're going to try to spin that on the American people that the other 10% decided to stay in Afghanistan fucking idiot. This guy's a joke. 100% joke. You know, I was watching a TikTok and one of the guys on there, he said, and it's 100% accurate. The American people live by two rules. Two rules. We never leave one behind and we don't negotiate with terrorists. We negotiated with terrorists and we left a shit ton of people behind. So how about that? So now the Taliban, whatever, talcum powder. Now they want to, I think if I'm not mistaken, they wanted a seat in like the UN. They wanted a, oh, Matt, for real, there's still special forces over there. See, and that's cool. I was going to ask, that was going to be a whole next few minutes. But that's cool. I mean, if that's the case, then hell yeah. But it shouldn't have happened the way it did. Then on top of that, it's like there's the Taliban are still beating up the fucking women, still killing them, still raping them, still doing everything. Right. So that country just went right back to hell in a handbasket. And then you've got Biden over here saying that, oh, we've meant to do this. This was all of our plan. This was the plan. This was the goal. This was our end game. Really? End game. That's cool, man. So happy for you. So happy for you. I mean, what's crazy is that I'm looking at some notes because I'd be taking some notes, guys. So President Biden, you ready for this? He had a 2 to 6 month window before the takeover, right? And this shit didn't just happen overnight. They kept asking him and they kept telling him, hey, man, guess what? This is going to happen. And he's like, nah, it's not going to happen. He kept pushing it to the side because he didn't believe in it. Nah, it's not going to happen. Well, newsflash, genius. It happened. And he knew 2 to 6 months prior. And it completely blows my mind. The fact that this guy is running this country and he's showing the world that we just turn our backs on people, our allies. We turn our backs on everybody. We just, you know, they just sit back, you know, and it's absolutely disgusting. See, Chris, that's everything is allegedly, right? The Navy SEALs going back. I mean, that's all allegedly. Everybody just might be blowing more smoke up everybody else's ass. That's all part of the plan. Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely asinine how this guy is in office. I think a 10th grader or a 10-year-old, a 10th grader, 11th grader in high school could run this a lot better than how he's doing it. Man, there's audio clips out there with Pelosi saying that, no, we don't want him talking. And then Biden turns around and says, I don't know. I didn't say that. I didn't do it. I'm being told to do this. I'm being told to do that. Maybe you should use different terminology, my man. Instead of saying that you're being told what to do, you're the president of the fucking United States. You have the biggest job on in the world. We're a laughing stock right now in all these other different countries. I mean, I was watching some news clips from like London and everything else, and they're like, he's running this country. Well, listen, sometimes your shit's not so right either, so fuck off. But this guy, oh my God. I just can't get over him. I really can't. Correct, Chris. They knew it was going to happen, but it was a way far for them to keep blaming Trump. Yeah. And the only argument, have you noticed this? The only argument that the left has is the argument that, well, it's Trump. So Trump did this. They don't have a valid argument. Nobody has an argument or a statement without the word Trump in it. Has anybody realized that? Have you noticed that? Well, Biden, for instance, he sat back. Oh, you know, so prior to the administration, Trump, you know, he's the one that started. No, motherfucker. Remember Obama? He said he was going to pull the troops out. He decided not to. Trump had a plan. It was all a plan. And then Biden's like, ha, watch this. And just yanked everybody out from underneath and then a complete fucking chaos. Good job. Yeah. Yep. That's the video I was talking about, Chris, was the one that she actually says, no, we don't want him talking. Yeah. It's so stupid. So stupid. Oh. I mean, you can't get over any of this. Oh, and then they said, okay, there's a couple other points. Here's more fucking key points. I don't know. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard the same shit I have. So they had the, what is it? The extraditing list, the extradition list, right? The extradition list that they sent over to the Taliban. Hey, man, these are our people. Can you get them out for us? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can trust us. I sound Russian there, but I don't. That's whatever. You can trust us. We take them. We take good care of your American people. Right? And the right looks at it and goes, hey, fuckers. Guess what you just did? You just killed a whole slew of American people. We turned that list into a hit list. And then it's like, oh. Because, see, here in America, we don't negotiate with terrorists. But what have we been doing? That is an Al-Qaeda operative setup, Taliban. They're terrorists. They've been terrorists. We've been known that they were terrorists. And we're negotiating with them. Because why? Because we want to get our people out. I get it. 100% I get it. Still don't negotiate. We go in, we drop a fucking couple bombs, kill some people. Done deal. Get our people. Get them the fuck out. That's what we do. It's how we roll. It's America. But it's so jacked up. And I'm like going on a fucking rant because this guy has been destroying this country. First thing he comes in the office, he shuts down the pipeline from Canada to the United States. Oh, okay. That's cool. Gas prices shoot up. The left goes, that's not because of that. No, it's not. Mm-mm. No. Trump did this. God. I wish the left and I wished that they would come up with a different argument rather than saying Trump did it. Because I don't remember, to be honest with you, I don't remember ever hearing that Trump said he blamed everything that was wrong. I don't remember him blaming it all on Obama. I mean, he probably did, but you know, then that's shame on both sides if that's the case. See, just because I'm on the right side, just because I'm on the right and conservative and everything, I love my guns, I love my country, you know, and all this other stuff. Just because I'm on that side, I don't have to agree with it 100%. I don't have to. Nobody does. It's just like when you buy popcorn in the bag. Who says that the butter that's in the popcorn is the ideal amount of popcorn? Or the amount of butter, right? I mean, hey, man, I'm going to add more shit to it because I want it doctored up because I like my popcorn doctored up. Oh, Chris, it is fucked up. And you know that there was a document released that saying the bombing we did over there was the only to kill people. Oh, yeah. And it was probably Trump's fault. Did you hear that drone? They did a drone bomb. Is that the one you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Man, we don't know. So we trust the government, right? The American people have been lied to for years. I was going to say centuries. I mean, whatever. Years and years and years and years and years we've been lied to by the propaganda and the military, not the military, the government, you know, the politics, the everything. And then you heard that one fucking chick, that one military chick talking about how she's going to shoot somebody if we go into martial law, and how she's going to shoot somebody if they don't listen to her. Hello. The day that a military shoot their own civilians, bro, it's over. United States is shut down. It's ridiculous. I just don't get how people just, they just completely fucking lost it. They completely lost their mind. Yeah, that drone strike. Yeah, they were just saying that, oh, you just went over there to kill people. Okay. Because ISIS is back. Then I heard that the refugees that are coming over, I heard that there were several hundred that were posing as refugees, that they were like active cells. I mean, that could happen, right? So we got that going for us too. And then I know Texas is like, yeah, you guys can come over here. And Oklahoma said, hell yeah, you guys can come over here. And everybody in Oklahoma is like, what? You might need to talk to us first before you start making this kind of decision. Maybe we need to have a vote. Okay. Then another thing, somebody brought it to my attention last week. And since the show wasn't about this shit last week, I think they brought it to me like a couple weeks ago. So the visas that they were implementing and everything overseas. There was no serial numbers. I'm gonna see if I can find that clip. Hold on. No serial numbers on it. It's blank spaces where the names need to be filled out. It's everything, right? And it's absolutely insane. I thought, wow, no way. So what they told them was to fill in the blanks, right? But here's the thing. Who's to say that you fill in the blanks, but they printed out like 50 of these things, right? See, this was on Twitter, ABC News on Twitter. So, of course, yeah, I'm on Twitter and I'm following quite a few people here on it. I don't know if y'all can hear this. This is ABC News.
Afghan wife and son have been desperately trying just to get listen. Out of that nation, but they are still there tonight.
This David, was from August, August 19th.
Your harrowing experience trying to leave to get to the airport and then at the airport. Please tell us what happened.
So I have a friend in the U.S. State Department who was in touch with people who were inside the Kabul airport. And after many days of, you know, waiting and trying to decide what to do without any notice from the U.S. Government about evacuation flights, we decided on the advice of my State Department friend to make a run for the airport. He told us that if we were able to get to the gate, he would have a friend who could identify us and actually, you know, bring us, you know, into the airport itself. So I kind of organized a little convoy with an African-American friend of mine who also had a very, you know, a young son who is the same age as my little boy. And we went together in a group of 9 people.
I'm going to see if I can fast forward this and find
the Camp Sullivan gate. Your asylum case, and then you will become a U.S. citizen. So they think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to the United States, which for most Afghans is just like an implausible dream. So we are going to wait until these evacuation flights stop and then commercial flights resume. And, you know, I just want to...
Can't find it.
Allow me, I want to...
Oh, here it is.
We have created a document.
Listen to this.
You know, American citizens and like eligible SIV recipients and applicants get to the airport. And it is this document. I printed it just for you guys. Okay. This looks like a US visa. Okay. So for those of you who aren't familiar, if you get a US visa, an immigrant visa in your passport, this is what it looks like. But this document has no name. It's not addressed to anyone. There's no serial number, okay, at the bottom. There's no barcode. So thousands of Afghans receive this. Basically, everyone who had applied for SIV, these special immigrant visas for the Afghan translators and other people, they received this email. And what do you think happened when these people received an email like this, a document like this, that has no name? Of course, they printed out 100 copies. Even the Taliban can't control, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people at the Camp Sullivan Gate when you have tens of thousands of Afghans who now have this kind of ridiculous bogus document that the State Department.
Yep. You heard it. That was actually a fucking clip from, was that what I say, NBC, CBS? So it's not even really a right-winged, audio. You know what I mean? That was legitimately a, I think it was CBS. Just to verify, just so I can, you know, make sure. ABC. So there was reports of like a bus that had a lot of the American, Afghan and everything that they were trying to get to the airport and shit, and they just couldn't do it because the Taliban was circling the bus and shooting the guns in the air and hitting things on the ground, scaring them. Oh, absolutely, man. I hate to say it, but I think it's going to happen. And I think it's going to happen on the 20th anniversary. I mean, everybody's going to be on high alert, guaranteed. Everybody's going to be on high alert. 100,000%. We're totally going to be on high alert. That's crazy happening here in the United States. And it sucks because you've also got like hate breeds hate. So you'll never, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say on that one. You'll never, people are always going to disagree, but fuck around. We're so segregated right now. We're not even the United States anymore. We're the divided states. Because I mean, think about it. We're being divided. We got black versus white. We got white versus Spanish. We got Spanish versus black. I mean, we got Black Lives Matter. We got All Lives Matter. We've got masks. We've got no masks. We've got vaccinated. We got no vaccinated. We got, you know, guns, no guns. I mean, holy shit. You got red, you got blue. I mean, we're completely divided right now. And I've never seen it like this. And none of us have. But you know, it's crazy because it's like they only justify Biden's, like, if I have an opinion of, I can, you know what? I can have an opinion about Biden. I can have an opinion about Trump, and I voted, so I'm allowed to, right? But people sit there and they go, oh, if you voted for Biden and you don't like how he's doing things, then, you know, you put into office, you know, grab him by the coochie, man, or orange face, mean tweets, bad. You know what I mean? It's like that's their only argument. Biden's been in office. He's been in politics for 1,000 years, maybe 2,000 years. And he ain't done shit. Trump did more in like a week than Biden has in like 2 months. Biden's really screwed us up in 2 months, that's for sure. So there's my rant on that bastard. Oh, yeah. And he also said, and in quotes, this was an extraordinary success of this mission. Extraordinary success. How do y'all feel about that? Extraordinary success. Was that successful? Was that a successful way to pull Americans out? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it was successful. Then they're saying, of course, like I said it before, you know, the people that are in Afghanistan, they wanted to stay. Oh, way to spin it. I don't think so. But I mean, okay, whatever. That's what you say. We can only go by with what you say, right? Because the government and everybody is like, oh, hey, guess what? Guess what? Cigarettes are good for you. They're good. 20 years later, oh, they cause lung cancer and heart disease, and you got to have stents, and you can't breathe, and you get COPD, and you get lung cancer, and you get emphysema, and fucking whatever else, right? But they're good for you. Oh. So now that I'm going on that, so my question is when did y'all's health become my problem? Your health is your problem. My health is my problem. Right? We've been told growing up, good Lord, you guys, we have been told growing up, wash your fucking hands, wash your hands, wash your face, wash behind your ears, wash. If you don't wash your ass, you're not clean. Are you really clean, bro? No. Wash. If you sneeze, cover up, right? If you need to cough, cover up. Once you're done covering up, wash, and nobody's doing it. Things were shitty in the early 80s and the whole race issues, but yeah, okay, see. Fast forward, late 80s and early mid 90s, back to the damn 50s. Yeah, no shit. That's the damn truth, Chris. But I mean, we've been told to wash, right? And if you're sick, stay home. So I get COVID. I don't think it's as deadly as everybody portrays it. I just don't. I think it's just a really strong fucking flu. That's my personal belief. And anybody who's ever had the flu, bro, you feel like hammered shit. You feel like shit. The flu can kill people because it's called influenza, right? And that can kill people. You can get pneumonia. You can get all the same shit that the COVID gives you. But you got people over here saying, but you got to wear a mask because it helps protect me from you. Or you could be a carrier of a virus that you don't have, but I can still get it. Or I just don't understand the whole mindset of everything, because when it first started, okay, now ready for this? It didn't first come out in like 2020, 2019, COVID-19. It's the variant of the SARS, right? So that's what they test you, SARS. They test you SARS and COVID-19 or whatever. So I've had the flu growing up, and it completely 100% sucks. And I know it does. And if I can compare it to COVID, it would be pretty much the same thing to me. So, yeah, here it is. No, it's not it. Can't find it. So now, and big man, you can't taste or smell shit, but you're not going to die from not having taste or smell unless you eat rotten ass fucking chicken. I don't know why you would even do it. Maybe because you wanted to try to taste it. I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? See, yeah, absolutely. Everybody thinks it's allergies right out of the gate. Because when COVID, I just don't. Hold on, let me find this. Uh, 2002, SARS-CoV-1 has been discovered. SARS. 2002 to 2020, coronavirus vaccine research underway. Okay. 2020, SARS-CoV-2 virus begins COVID-19 pandemic. Vaccine target identified. But you know what's really funny about it? There's video clips of Kamala Harris, Kamala, however you want to pronounce her friggin' name, saying that she's not going to get the shot because it was under the Trump administration. And then you had Biden saying the same thing, that it was, no, I'm not going to get it because it's under that administration. But now it's his administration. He's like, you guys, we really need to band together and kick this COVID. Get the vaccine. You guys, just get the vaccine. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Chris said, I had COVID at the beginning of last year. Hell, my daughter had it before we even knew what it was. See? Trust me, big man says, trust me, I will take bets on eating and drinking, whatever. Okay. So now they're saying that you can't go into stores, right? There's states that are already implementing it. You can't go into stores until you show them that you had a vaccine card. What's a vaccine? Is that the cure? Is the vaccine a cure? A vaccine is, it just keeps the stuff inside of you, right? The virus. That way your body can still attack it. Now you got to get a booster shot. Because now the Delta variant, because that one is the most deadliest one. Whoa. Oh, no. Then you've got, I mean, and what's next, right? So now there's a memes going around, and I just happened to collect one, and it said that the anti-vaxxers should be able to carry a card saying that we will bypass all medical treatment if we get diagnosed with COVID. So if we weren't already segregated, let's do it even more, ladies and gentlemen. Let's completely fuck us. Yeah, because you know, yeah. I'm going to show you, I have an anti-vaxxer card. I hereby decline medical treatment for COVID-19 related medical conditions. Why? Okay. So here's my thing. Okay. I get it. I really do get it. Everybody, please don't misconstrue with what I'm saying. I get it's out there. I understand 100%, 100%. It's there. But it's got like a 96% survival rate, 97% survival rate. That you're going to tell me I have to carry a card to go to a restaurant or to go grocery shopping. That doesn't seem very freedom-like to me, does it? Then you want us, the anti-vaxxers, the guys that say, you know what, I don't care about this thing. You're not going to force it on me. My body, my choice. That's their big deal, right? The left, the blue, the Democrats, my body, my choice. That's me. So therefore, I don't have to get this thing. So, but what about the people that can't get the vaccinations? So you're, that they can't get it. So you're going to tell me that you're going to tell them that they can't get into the store to get their medications or their food for survival because they can't get it. Their bodies are already compromised and you put that vaccine into them. Who's to say, right? But it's so ridiculous. Chicken noodle soup, Sprite and cartoons and lime Gatorade, bro. Matt Yuta, don't forget. Gatorade. But that's what drives me crazy. It's like the whole left side is my body, my choice. But the minute somebody on the right or the whatever side you want to be on that says that my body, my choice. No, it's not. It's the government. The government tells you what to do. So we're going back to trust in the government. Oh, okay. What do you want me to do? Go get the vaccine, but wear a mask, but don't wear. You know what? I think if you're going to walk outside, everybody should wear helmets just because you might slip and fall and hit your head. We need to mandate that. Everybody needs to wear a helmet. See how ridiculous that sounds? You are more likely to die in a car accident than you will the COVID thing. So here's where I was going with as far as like the health is concerned. So if you were an avid smoker for, I don't know, we'll say 20 years, 25 years, and you smoked 4 or 5 packs a day, I don't know, 3 to 5 packs a day, then you get diagnosed with lung cancer, emphysema. You get diagnosed, you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't do anything, right? Your body's compromised because you did it, right? You compromised your body, high blood pressure, all that jazz. You did it because of the choices that you decided to make. So with that being said, I'm supposed to wear a mask and get vaccinated because your health matters to me. No. No. You did that, my friend. So my health, I will take care of me. And if the loved ones and everything like it's been want to come out and hang out and not worry about getting sick, then they're going to come around. No, it's not how. Okay, fine. Fuck it. Now, if you did a whole bunch of drugs growing up, LSD, acid, you know, whatever, meth, crack, coke, all that shit, heroin, everything. And 20 years down the road, your body's fucking deteriorating or your teeth fall out or your veins fucking collapse or they explode or whatever. The flu virus can kill you, but we're more concerned about COVID because it's more dangerous, right? It's more dangerous than the flu. I don't know, because I could look it up right now and we can do some comparisons. And I think there's only 2 active ingredients that COVID has versus the flu. Active ingredient number 1, you lose the sense of taste. Active ingredient number 2, you lose the sense of smell. So, but you did that off of your choice because, again, it's your body, your choice, right? We have choices. This is America. We're allowed to have choices. But you're going to start restricting my choices because the mass media wants me to get vaccinated. The mass media wants me to wear a mask because of choices that you decided to do growing up. Now it's affecting me because I didn't do that shit. Why is your health, somebody completely fucking stranger to me, why is your health my problem? If you're sick, stay the fuck home. DoorDash. Stay in your fucking bedroom. I don't care what you do. Stay. Don't get the rest of us sick. We got to go back to common sense, y'all. This common sense shit, people have lost it. Valkyrie, what better way to control the masses than to separate them with their race and sexuality, than scare them with a virus, pay them to stay? God bless America. You are absolutely 100% correct. And then you pay them not to work, and then you pay them to be on unemployment, and then you're telling people that they can't, don't do this, but you could do this. You can't go to church, but yet you can go to fucking Home Depot. You can't go to the mom and pop store because that's too dangerous, but yet you can go to Home Depot or in Lowe's, right? Come on, y'all. When is everybody going to start waking the fuck? And I'm so tired of that woke generation. They're not fucking woke. That's just something that people want to say because they want to feel like they're entitled. No, you're not fucking woke. Correct. Matt, shit, I hardly gave a fuck about my health. The fuck makes you think I care about yours? See? Thank you. I mean, seriously, if I want to lick the handle of a gas pump, I should be able to, right? Because whose fault is that going to be? Ultimately, that's my fault. But yet, if I lick it and I get sick, right? Now, you've got to deal with it. Now, it's your problem. Chris says, disarm us, make us slow and fat and lazy, then there's nothing we can do. Yes. Yes, traffickers' number one way to control their victim is with drugs. And when you cover their faces with the masks, you will never know. You will never know. I wonder if the human trafficking has jumped up, the numbers. But you'll never know because it's like, oh, I think they're abducted. Because the person never came back and said, yeah, I'm a statistic. I was human trafficked. You know what I mean? They're gone. So there's really no like numbers to sit back and say, oh, hey. So we had like 30,000 human traffickers. That's how many you've caught. How many didn't get caught? See? Be like Big Man Bassin. When I'm sick, I stay home. Be like Big Man. So it's absolutely astonishing. So now, I never said if the fucking thing got approved by the FDA that I would take it. Not once did I say I was going to take it. Not once. If my job said you have to be, it's mandatory. No, it's mandatory for me to wear steel toe boots. You know, it's mandatory for me to not smoke in the building. It's mandatory for this, but it's not mandatory. And if you make it mandatory, I'm going to mandatory my ass right out of a job because we've got freedoms. And I go back to my body, my choice, right? What happened in Texas yesterday? If 6 weeks is a beating heartbeat, anything after 6 weeks, you can't abort a child because it's a beating heartbeat. Tucker Carlson said it perfect tonight. He said that in the generation of all these science said that men can have babies. So now it's not just a woman issue, it's a man's issue. Exactly. 6 months to approve a vaccination. But see, that's where another argument is, Big Man Bassin. It's that we'll touch back on that abortion shit here in a second. 6 months to approve a vaccination. But that's the thing. They were saying that SARS on COVID-1 was discovered in 2002. So now, I'm not 100% if SARS was actually a pandemic. I do remember when like 3 or 4 people died from a vaccination, right? I think it was from SARS that people died and they were like, we can't keep doing this. We're killing people, right? And they pulled it. How many people died from the COVID vaccine? I'm just out of curiosity right now. Let me look that sumbitch up. How many people died from COVID vaccine? Reports of death after COVID-19 vaccinations are rare. More than 310 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered from December 14th, 2020. Did y'all hear about that? The vaccine? In last year, December? They're not answering that question. I'm gonna have to really dig into that one. So Okay. Thanks, Matt. The term COVID applies to a group of virus, SARS, the flu, common cold. So it's basically like all of them lumped into one. So it's like the monster flu. That's what they should probably call it, monster flu. Dying from the vaccine is one out of 31,000. 31,000. And how many people are in the United States? So, I'd have to look into that for sure. For sure. So, you're ready for this? Listen to this, you guys. Let me find it. I found myself screen recording a lot of shit. Okay, you ready? Just listen to this. And if you want a copy of this, I'll send it to you. That way you can do your research. But check this out. Listen.
Got some facts for you. GlaxoSmithKline owns the Wuhan lab where the virus originated and also owns Pfizer, where they make the juice to protect you against the virus. GlaxoSmithKline is managed by the finance department of BlackRock. Vanguard, who also has shares of BlackRock, controls the central banks and one-third of the global investment capital. BlackRock is also a major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by the eugenicist himself, Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a shareholder of BioNTech and Pfizer. And Pfizer was the first sponsor of the WHO. Paying attention yet?
Crazy. If y'all want a copy of that, I'll send you the file. That's why they had to change the type of COVID test. Turns out, misdiagnosed. Huh. No way. Trust the government, bro. People were popping hot COVID when they actually had the cold. Oh, yeah, for sure. I got you. I'll do it after the show. But yeah, that's a rabbit hole that everybody should probably start looking into. Like, who's in bed with who? Who's funneling the money? Where's the money going? That's where it's going to go. And everybody else can go, oh, you guys are just so conspiracy theory. Is it? Is it? Or is it a fact that you honestly believe, but you refuse to because of your own stupidity and your own pride? My buddy missed his appointment, still got the positive test. I mean, think about it. You know, come on. People just need to be, like, for real, they need to wake up. And this is why people say, oh, we're in a simulation. Because how can this not, like, trigger something in you going, huh, you know what? I'm going to look into that. That sounds legit. I want to be sure, but no, I'm just going to focus all my attention on the news. That way the news is going to tell me the real deal. No, the news never tells you the real deal. You have to do research yourself. You have to investigate. You have to come up with your own conclusion. Because why? It's your body, your choice. It's so asinine. I don't understand. Everybody's just lost their common sense. I took the new spit test last week and came back negative. That's it. But it's crazy. It's like, how are you not seeing it? Okay. But it's Trump's fault, because now, does everybody still believe it came from a bat? Because that, remember when that was like It came from a bat. I heard that somebody, a bat dropping fell in somebody's soup. Yeah. Little Asian guy sitting outside of his own fucking Chinese cave. He's sitting out there. A bat comes around and goes, oh, hey, check this out. And drops, you know, a bomb load of shit in his ramen noodles. And all of a sudden he gets COVID. Now all of a sudden he's infected the whole world. So there's no, like, really? Did everybody believe that? Sounds like you were there. I felt like I was, man. But I mean, can you imagine he's sitting eating his ramen with his chopsticks and bat flew over him and shit in his soup. Yeah, that's where it came from. And how many people believe that? I think when me and Matt, we were first talking about it, Matt was like, bro, I heard it came from a bat. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. That sounds stupid. Yeah, Chris, I'm starting to really, I'm a skeptical believer on a lot of conspiracy theories. I really am. You do have to weed through the bullshit. You do have to weed through the bullshit. And it's like, what is going on? And Matt says he could see it. Yeah, because they do. I know. I know they do some different things than we do, but I don't sitting outside of his little Chinese cave. So when Trump called it the China virus or the Chinese virus, because it came from China, when he first said that, I was at the doctor's office getting ready to get my knee looked at again, I think for like physical therapy or something. And he said it. A lot of the people inside the office were like, oh, he's racist. I laughed and I thought, oh shit, I'm totally going to get in trouble over here. But, you know, whatever. You know, and like people were like all hell bent on Trump. You know, no, I didn't believe everything that man said. I didn't like some of the things he did, but he was a damn good president. A lot better than this. This Strombonets will ever be. I mean, but anyway. So who wants to talk about this abortion shit over there in Texas? Do y'all want to talk about it? What's going on, Aunt Donna? How are you? How are you? Does anybody want to talk about the abortion thing over there in Texas? I know early on they were saying even showed signs it grew in Europe. Yeah. COVID wasn't even a threat until they started making it. I'm having a brain fart here. However you say that word. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I'm out of the loop a bit. So, Matt, Texas signed a law basically stating that you cannot give, that the doctors cannot give an abortion after, I believe, 6 weeks. So the minute that there's a heartbeat, then no. You can terminate the fetus prior to a heartbeat. After a heartbeat, then there's no... they're not going to terminate it. Cause six, I see this going, this conversation is going to be going like all over the board. I don't know how many females are actually watching the show right now. Because here's the thing, it takes two to tango, right? But nowadays, like everybody said, the science has said it. The sciences are saying that men can have babies. So it's not just the woman's decision to have the baby or to terminate the baby, the fetus. I'm going to say fetus. Because if I say terminate the baby, all I'm thinking is like Arnold Schwarzenegger with his gun and he's blasting little kids. And that's not the case. But that's my where my mind went. So that's how they're saying it to terminate the fetus prior to 6 weeks. Now, I can't say on behalf of it because I mean, I'm only the other participant in the participation trophy that we get, because that's what ultimately that's what kids are, just participation trophies. Both of you participated in this sexual activity and you both got a participation trophy. Ta-da! There you go. So now, unfortunately, there's a million cases where it's like, and I'm exaggerating, there's not like a million cases, but there's a lot of cases where women will get raped and, you know, they have the baby. And that's where it's like, okay, you know, then you do your thing, because apparently, I mean, that's a traumatic thing. And I get it. I totally get it. But I mean, it's still 6 weeks. So you have 6 weeks to determine, we'll say five and a half, to determine if you want to terminate the baby or not. Right? Matt says, see, his views are treated. Here, I'm going to put it up on the screen, Matt. Treat it like someone's in a vegetative state. If you can make a decision to pull the plug on grandma, you should be able to make the decision to pull the plug on your unborn child. See? I mean, everybody, yeah. So I know it's gonna blast all over the place because of this. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've never really been put into that position. So I'm not 100% sure. Like, I have to listen to like so many different sides and everything to really make my thing. But I get the 6 weeks thing, because murder, period, is if you have a heartbeat, right? Not just humans, like anything living has a heartbeat. So if you killed a dog or a cat, animal cruelty, it's murder. So it's, and I get it. And then somebody was making a point or a statement. I can't remember where I saw it or what, but they made a point and they said, well, when does child support kick in? Does child support start when the baby starts having a heartbeat? Or is it when it's born? So it's kind of like, you got to be kidding me. So there's all kinds of different avenues and different things to really pay attention for. Things I think should be allowed in the abortion category: rape, keeping it in the family. Yeah. Donna says that's true. If a pregnant woman is murdered, correct. See, and if a pregnant woman is murdered, you are charged with both murders. So even if people say that they found a microorganism on Mars, but a fetus isn't a baby, how is that? How can you say that there's a microorganism on Mars, but yet that was a life, that's a life form up there, but it's not a life in your stomach? You know what I mean? So I get there's so many different ways to really play with this. It's my little fidget. This one's drying out, so I don't know. There's so many different variations and so many different ways to do things. So I don't know. I'm not sure how I would swing either way. But here's the thing. Everybody preaches my body, my choice. Right? My body, my choice. But yet, I'm going to get for saying the same thing. because what's different? Big Man says, if they don't want the child, they should sign rights away to that where the doctor, once it's born, child goes foster, something is done to harm the fetus intentionally, they get charged. Yeah. I mean, and see, and I get the point. It's crazy because there's so many different ways you can swing this, and you're like, oh, I don't fucking know. Because we don't know. Big Man, they made it able to be transmitted from said bat to humans. See, I think also too that, you know, Big Man, you even made a comment about keeping it in the family, like incest. So do you know if the stepbrother has sex with the stepsister, that's against the law? If the stepdad has sex with stepdaughter or stepson, that's against the law. If stepmom has sex with either one, that's against the law. And I'm sure there's more and more cases of this style of incest, because I think in my personal belief, the porn industry that has like totally highlighted it as like a fantasy, people are bringing it out into reality. And I think that's a big friggin' no-no. That's on the hub. No, I know, but I'm saying, do you think, and also too, it's like, if you listen to a certain genre of music, do you think that that's the type of I'm going to have to come up with something to think about the way I need to word that. But anyway, my buddy married his stepsister. Huh? What? Did he really? Like, I don't know. Seeing that's, if I'm not mistaken, bro, that's against the law. That's considered an incestual thing. I really do. I really believe that's an incestual thing. That's, I mean, even though you're not blood, you're related by marriage. So I want to say that that's, yeah, banjo music. But I don't know, man. There's so much crap that's happening. Matt says, see, I've said in a situation where abortion is discussed as an option, accidents happen, and if both parties agree, it's the best route, and they should be able to go through it. Absolutely. Within 6 weeks. That's the thing now. It's within 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, that's a month and a half. I think you should be able to come up with a conclusion or a decision when, right? Within 6 weeks? You would think that you would have a, you know, someone who had sex with the first cousin that didn't even know. And see, I don't know. If you didn't know, I think you're in the clear, I guess, because you don't know. I mean, but I'm not 100%. You guys, please don't quote me on any of that, because I'm not 100%. But I do believe it's like an incestual thing, because it's brother and sister or cousin. A month, 4 weeks, right? So, well, yeah, because then now you got 2 weeks to decide if you want to keep it or not. So that's another one. So when do pregnancy tests actually start to work? Is it a week after? Like if you missed the, is there any females watching the show? Is it a week after your period? Like, I don't know this 100%. I'm just kind of, is it a week after the period? Or if you missed your period, that's when you take it to make sure you're pregnant or not? Fuck, I feel so stupid. I think so. I guess I could just sit here and Google it rather than just sitting here staring at the screen. But I think it's after the menstrual cycle, I should say. Man, I can't believe this really dried up. It sucks. Can I add water? I believe it's the line drawn in Florida with second cousins and you get on with your step family. Oh my God. I think it's a month after? See? I don't know, man. I don't know what's highly accurate. But anyway, that's what's happening in Texas. So, ta-da! See, Anton, good question. I know some home tests might not detect until a week or two after. Yeah, see? So, like, after the sexual engagement, or is it, like, after the menstrual cycle? It has to be the menstrual cycle. So, I want us to say that if it's after the menstrual cycle, so if you knew your cycle and you missed it, that's when you test. Hormone starts to be produced around 6 days after. Wow. After a missed cycle. Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's about, yeah. After fertilization. Damn, Chris. Out with the damn Google. Bam. Because there's no friggin' way I know how to spell that. Gonadotropin. HCG. love it. That's what I thought. So it's after a missed cycle. So yeah. Oh, so you technically really don't have 6 weeks to decide if you want to keep the baby or not in Texas. You probably only have about a good solid 3, maybe 2.5. Right? So yeah. So, okay, now see things have just changed a little bit because now you don't have, because they just say that they detect the heartbeat at 6 weeks. So if you miss cycle, that's got to count, right? It has to count. So if you missed your cycle, that's when it starts, the 6 weeks, I'm gonna assume. So yeah, you might only have 2-3 weeks tops. Also, yes, legally speaking, step siblings can get married. Is it in like throughout the United States, or is it just depending on states? I don't think you can here in Oklahoma. I really don't. I'm going to have to look that up. That's crazy. Huh. Man, what a show tonight. Damn, you guys, hour and 15 minutes, for real? Holy moly. Who likes guacamole? Ooh, I get my kid this weekend. Man, listen, I'm going to take him. Aunt Dawn, I'm going to take him to that Rudy's. Hey, step bro. Yeah, that's that. To me, that's got cringe written all over it. Because I don't know, man. I can't get onto that. I can't get on board with that. I really can't. No, big man. No. Yeah. See, I can't get behind on that. I really can't. So anyway, you guys, I'm going to find a motivational quote, get you guys pumped for the weekend. Till next week. Let's see if I can find y'all one. All right. Let's see. Oh, there's a good one. Oh, that. Don't mind that. That's a cool. Sweet home Alabama. Oh. Hold on. Wow, that's kind of weird. Let's get. Ah, here we go. You ready for this one? A friend is one who believes in you when you have ceased to believe in yourself. There you go. A friend is. Where'd it go? No, where'd you go? God dang it. A friend is one who believes in you when you cease to believe in yourself. That's it. So there you go. There you have it, folks. And Big Man's quote for tonight, don't dip your unprotected pen in company ink, especially at a family-owned business. I got no comment. No comment. No comment for that one. I got plenty of comment for it, but I'm not going to say anything. So you guys enjoy the weekend. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, like, share, subscribe, help support it. It's on Spotify. The Gorilla Lounge is on Spotify. It's on YouTube, of course. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Google Podcasts. It's everywhere. Instagram. It's all over the place. Just, you know, help support it, help share it, get the word out. Let's grow. You know what I mean? So you guys, I had a great evening tonight. Great conversation. Thank you. Much mad love for y'all. Much love for y'all. Greatly appreciated. 713 subscribers now on YouTube. And I think that's crazy. So it's awesome. We just keep going, keep pushing it. And thanks, guys. I appreciate you. All right. Have an outstanding weekend. Have a great night. And I'll see y'all next week. Later, Gators.